CFM.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
We're talking about that expensive glass of beer that Aussie guy accidentally bought in Hong Kong.
For over $3,000.
He thought it was $3 something.
One glass.
And then we had a lovely guy on from Dan Murphy's who was telling us about some of the super expensive wines and whiskies that you can buy at Dan Murphy's. What did he say?
He said they had one bottle, I can't remember what
five
it was,
grand?
But 5,000. No, but then he also said there was a bottle of something for like $30,000 or $40,000.
Was there? Did he say that?
Or was that just a joke at the end? I can't swear.
I can't remember him saying that. But we were also talking about one of my mates who at 22 asked for a bottle of Penfolds Grange as her birthday present.
That's right.
Which is really strange. And I'm pretty sure it was like $1,000 or it was like $900 and something for her birthday.
She's probably drunk it by now.
Probably. We need to call her and ask.
Yeah, find out if she's still got it.
I doubt she's still got it. But it was interesting on the TV I saw that a rare complete set of Penfold Grange wine went under the hammer in Adelaide and sold for $230,000. So it's not one bottle. It's a collection of Penfold's Grange.
I'd want the whole winery for that.
Mm. So it's a set of 62 bottles from 1951 to 2012 vintage. So they've got the whole set. So essentially Penfold's Grange is like their pristine wines.
Yeah.
And it's considered the cornerstone of the Australian wine market, apparently.
So how many bottles is that from start to finish? How many, what'd you say, from 1960?
No, so they range from 1951 to 2012. So there's 62 bottles
62,
in total.
You said that.
And the couple that bought the collection said they bought it as an investment.
Oh, so they can sell that on in the future.
Yeah, exactly. So they said they reckon they got it at an absolute bargain and it will skyrocket in the next however many years because you can buy the bottles of Grange like by themselves, but you don't see them all together like that in a collection. And they reckon the 1951 bottle, which was apparently some weird dude, I'm not even going to try and say his name, that was the first one he made. And do you know how much that bottle's just worth by itself?
That would be the most expensive, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the 1951 is worth the most. They reckon it would go for about 60 grand by itself.
60?
For that one bottle.
Imagine having that collection in your house. Because after a couple of drinks, I open anything. So if I was just around there as a guest and they sent me off to the cellar and I just walked in there and went, that one looks pretty good.
Yeah, I know,
and you
right?
crack it and you wreck the whole
1951 bottle and then you spit it out and you go, this tastes old.
This is...
it's from 1951.
60K in a bottle.
It's off.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3 CFM.
Sydney Kings and coach and NBL legend Andrew Gaze joins us on the show right now. Morning, Gazey.
Morning.
Good morning.
Hello, mate.
Good morning.
Good morning, mate. Great to have you on the show. Massive basketball fans. All four pumping up basketball on the coast, which is great.
Fantastic. Love to hear it.
My mum is a massive fan of the Gaze.
Gaze. You're still here with the ladies, Gazey. You still got it, mate. Hey, announced last week that the Kings are going to be taking on the Utah Jazz in a preseason game, which is huge, playing an NBA site.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Who would have thought, the evolution of the NBL has gone through some challenging times, but over the last few years, things have really been on the rise, and for the NBA to recognise our competition, recognise our players, and feel that it can contribute to their preparation as well as ours, I think is a tremendous honour. And at the Sydney Kings, we've got to take on the Utah Jazz, so there's a couple of Aussies in the Utah Jazz team, which will help us out a little bit because you do always run the risk of some of the guys just being a little overexcited, a little overawed by the circumstances. But hopefully with those Aussies on the other team where some of our guys have actually played alongside or against those players, it probably help us out a little bit.
Mate, there's nothing I love more than when I saw Shane Heal take on Barkley back in the day, you know. So if we could get a bit of... I mean, we're going to be taking this game pretty seriously, though, right? I know, you know, we're going to take it up to these NBA teams.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. And please don't forget that while Shane Heal was doing the bulk of the heavy lifting in that little tussle, that a little spindly 6'7" guy with a slightly oversized head was amongst it, getting involved in the action as well, just trying to sort him out. But no, I think we've... for us, it was, I think it's a great chance for us to prepare for the NBL season, as they are as well. It's right on the eve of the NBA season, and the NBA teams used to play 9 to 10 preseason games, and that's been cut right back to 3 or 4. So they're important outings for the Utah Jazz as well. And it's not your typical exhibition game where it's a bit of slap and tickle. You go out there and have some fun, and the intensity's not quite what it is in the regular season game. I think this is as close as you can to get to a regular season game, because it is so important for both teams as they prepare for the start of the season.
It's exciting to see. I can't wait to see it. But, Gazy, I needed to confront you this morning because I was a bit upset to see that you'd become the coach of the Sydney Kings, because back in the day I met you at, I can't even remember what it was, I think it was like a clinic or it was like a meet-up or something,
right.
And you kind of alluded to the fact that I didn't really have a career in basketball. I was a bit uncoordinated. And now that you're a coach, I kind of really believe that. I mean, you know.
She didn't exactly go on to play any women's representatives or anything.
I think I was
like
a little kind of that. I think I suggested that perhaps have you ever considered the piano, perhaps, or something like that?
No. I mean, you were 100% right. I was horrific at basketball, but, you know, I still hold a grudge.
Anything, any good at piano or anything, Bree?
No, I wasn't good at piano either, all right?
No, there's a place for everyone. It's just some people, you got to try and just guide him in the right direction.
I'm hearing this chat again. This is the exact same chat you gave me.
Just steering you clear.
No, not at all. I think that, you know, for us, a lot of people, when you said you're talking about the Sydney Kings, I thought you were going to say, oh, geez, I was an avid Melbourne Tigers fan. So I feel less concerned that maybe I wasn't all that complimentary to the game than you were thinking that perhaps I'd committed some sort of treason for leaving the Tigers.
No. You saved me many years of heartache, Gazy. You told me straight when I was about 12, so I was happy with that.
You did her a favour, mate, if anything, and we love seeing you in charge of the Kings. Mate, just quickly, Bree and I were just having a chat off air, and we just wanted to, you know, the courtside seats, Jay-Z, Beyonce style, how do people end up in there? Like, do you reckon we could get a Guernsey for a game, just so we could, you know, trip a referee like Jay-Z would say, you know what I'm saying?
Well, I think you're on the rise. There's no doubt about that.
Okay.
And we've got to, you know, might want to work on the profile ever so slightly, because we've set pretty high standards at Sydney Kings. We've got those genuine
who you got?
Plus.
Who you got sitting courtside, Gazy?
What do you mean the profile? Are you just knocking me down again? Gazy? Come on!
No, if we can get you behind the mic and everyone has recognised you, you start commentating the games or the court announcing would be fantastic.
We could do that.
To pump the fans up and get them all jacked up for the game and excited and into the contest, because we need a little bit of that. But I think all the teams these days are trying to attract high-profile celebrities. But the good thing about the Sydney Kings is that the entertainment package we put on, it's a very, very hot ticket. So, but we'd love to have you along to a game, have you guys there, and cheer us along.
Well, look, get yourself to a Kings game this season. Maybe we can work the mic and then we could be seat warmers for these people when they get up and get some food, you know.
I'm willing to throw on the jersey, Gazy. I mean, I've done a bit of work on my jump shot since we last spoke.
That's it. Do the right thing. The way we go, hopefully we've got enough margin, we'll be able to get you into the game.
I'm in. Put me in, coach.
Andrew Gaze, coach of the Sydney Kings, thanks for joining us. All the best against the Utah Jazz, and hopefully we'll catch up with you again throughout the season, mate.
For sure. Good on you guys. Thanks a lot.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3 CFM.
Hello, Bree and Gaunzi's Sticky Hotline. And I'm so
all right, Sticky Hotline, if you're hearing this for the first time.
We call a workplace and you have to get the day off.
Within one call.
And you actually don't work there, obviously, because we work here.
You can either make up a name, you can run with the name of someone that already works there if you can get onto that. That's the skill of the game.
All right, so, this morning you're going to call a place in Canberra. It's called the Academy Club. It's a nightclub.
Been there.
Down in Canberra.
Yep.
Well, that'll work in your favour then. The excuse is my favourite part, though.
What do you got for me this morning?
Your pet rooster, Cocky.
So I've got a pet rooster by the name of Cocky.
That you like to walk on a lead, has gotten into a fight with the neighbour's dog, and you have to go to court for it.
The rooster won.
It scratched his eye or
something. The rooster beat the dog?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. I wouldn't give my rooster much of a chance.
Have you seen the roosters?
They go hard, do they?
Yeah, they're pretty aggressive.
Okay. So I've got an aggressive rooster, cocky, attack the neighbour's dog, got to go to court.
That's why you need to get out of your shift.
All right. Oh, man.
All right, here, I'll pop in the number. Okay. And good luck.
Rooster.
Good morning, Academy Club. Simon speaking.
Simo, how are you, mate?
Good, mate. What's going on?
Something weird going on the phone there. Mate, who's doing the rosters there this week?
Sorry, what was that?
Who's doing the rosters there this week? Just got to get out of my shift.
I don't know. I think Caleb's taking care of it. He won't be in until a bit later today.
Okay.
Do you want to hit him up on his mobile?
Do you mind if I just pass it, if I hit you up now and just pass it on, maybe let him know?
Yeah, that's fine.
I've just got one of the bar shifts coming up this week.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to get out of. I've had a bit of a situation go down at home. It's pretty ridiculous, to be honest, but I don't even know.
Okay.
I just want to see if I can get out of it, but I don't even know if I'm allowed to talk about what's happened.
You don't have to say anything, mate. That's all right. What was the shift?
It's just a bar shift on the weekend. I don't have it on me. I think it might be the Friday.
What was your name? I don't recognise your voice, mate.
Is it on there? Is it on the, how many people are down on that night?
I haven't got it in front of me.
Oh, you haven't got it in front of you? Okay, cool. It's Dave.
Dave, cool.
Yeah. When you talk to Caleb, though, because he kind of knows what's going on, so just let him know it's about the court case that I've got. Where my rooster cocky attacked the neighbour's dog.
Right, yeah, no worries.
It's, mate, don't get me started.
Yeah, cool.
My neighbour's
Let me just take down your number just in case Caleb's lost it, because you know what he's like.
Yeah, mate, he's a loose unit, eh? What a unit. Mate, he loves the rooster, man. He's been devastated about this thing all week. I've got the court guys on my case, pretty much this morning, so do you reckon he'll be sweet with that? There's plenty of people that could cover me, eh?
Well, you don't even, not even tell me which day.
Friday.
No, man. Is it Friday or Saturday?
It's Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
We should be okay, man.
Should be right.
I'll get either him or Jack to call you back straight away as soon as I hear from him.
Oh, okay, cool. But you reckon he'll be sweet? You kind of lean towards, yeah?
I assume so, but I couldn't say. I don't know what everyone's availability is this week.
Perfect. Okay.
I'll see how we go, man. I'll get him to get in touch with you straight away.
You're a bloody legend, mate.
Right. No worries, mate.
Could be in the courts for weeks. Good on you, buddy.
Thanks, mate. See you, mate. Bye. Bye.
Talk to me.
Oh, no.
Talk to me.
That's a big no.
Get out of it.
You know the rules.
Oh, come on. He said
I don't know. Should be fine.
Nah.
Can't confirm it, though.
I want at least half a point on that.
No.
Bree, I've dished out half points to you before. I got over the line, court case, cocky, attacked the dog, and still didn't get found out.
You didn't even go into detail about the fight.
I couldn't, because he would have found me out. I was trying to get a point.
You could have a quarter of a point. And that's a gift.
No, half. I'll accept nothing less than half.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
My guess is that you've seen the list of words that scientists have deemed to be the funniest words around. You haven't seen this list?
I haven't seen it.
I know you love a good list.
I do love a list.
So there was 5,000 randomly selected words. They got 800 people to rate how funny they found each word, and they've got the top 12.
Is that a thing?
That's a thing.
Like, what word would you say is funny?
I don't know. I'm about to give you the top 12.
Okay.
So if you haven't seen the top 12, and I'm going to say them to you just real flat.
All right.
Okay, I'm not going to try to make them funny. I'm just going to keep it real monotone and see if you get a laugh out of it.
Okay.
I want to see if I can crack you with the 12 funniest words.
Go on.
What a job for a scientist, by the way. I mean, you could be solving big issues.
Scientists actually doing any good work, or are they just all doing crappy stuff like this?
We love this stuff. All right, here we go. Real flat.
All right.
I want to see if you laugh on this one.
Okay.
Booty. Booty.
No.
You're not cracking on booty?
No.
That's in the top 12. Tit. God, a little smile.
I'm only smiling because I know how much you're going to get in trouble for that after the show.
What? Tit.
Pretty funny. You're pushing it.
Oh. I'm just reading the list. I don't come up with these words. Booby. Booby.
Well, that's childish, guys. Well,
producer Rach is laughing.
It's a human body part.
Hooter.
Are these all breast names or what?
Well, it's what we giggle at, isn't it? Other words for breasts.
All names for breasts.
Out of 5,000 people, this is what they found funny. Waddle.
Waddle?
Yeah, waddle makes the list.
Really?
Waddle, yeah.
That's a weird one.
Tinkle. No. Geez, I've really gone with the funny ones first.
Oh, no. You have used your best ones.
I think they're the best ones.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I'll give you the rest. Nitwit. Who's laughing at nitwit?
That's...
Like, tit I get. But nitwit? Come on.
What else you got?
Tinkle.
Nah.
Well, don't blame me for the list, mate. I didn't come up with these. I'm just reading them out to you. Arse. Oh, you don't mind that one, do you?
I don't mind.
A little bit of head tilt on
don't
the
mind that one.
Arse. Twerp. No. Which one's the funniest then out of those? Which one did you laugh at the most?
What was the... Probably boobies.
Yeah, booby is on there. Oh, it still gets us, doesn't it? Booby and tit.
Can you stop saying it?
Hey, Bree. Tit.
You're going to be in so much trouble.
By who? What's wrong with tit? Come on, kids surely know tit, don't they?
Yammo, our boss would be hating this.
I'll say it again.
Don't say it again.
Just one more to take us out.
No.
Well, you say it to me and I'll see if I get a reaction out of it.
Just real... I'm not going down with
no,
you in this show.
No. Ready? Just real flat. Ready? Ready?
Tit.
You got me. You got me.
Oh, wow.
Top 12 words. Tit takes it out, does it? Number
no,
one on the
I
list.
Told you it's boobies.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
There's pics doing the rounds this morning of a 16-year-old kid from Melbourne on Saturday night. Went down to Brighton Beach in Melbourne. You been down to that beach?
No, I haven't been to that beach.
Nice little beach considering Melbourne's got some stinker beaches.
Yeah, there's some... Ugly beaches.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't there?
They're lacking big time. But he's down there. He's got his legs in the water on a Saturday night. He says he feels some tingling. And he thought, because he played footy that morning and the water was cold, he thought, oh, yeah, a bit of tingling, that's nothing. Pulls his feet out of the water. Mm. And I just want to show you some pics because if you look closely.
Jellyfish.
Not jellyfish. They're saying it might be sea lice.
Oh.
And it's left. Here, I'll pass you that.
Oh, my God.
And if you have a look closer, Bree.
Is that real?
Yeah, that's real. Look at the little dots where the sea lice have got in.
Yeah, there's blood everywhere, all over his feet.
I thought you'd be freaked out because of the dots, because you don't like the
no,
little circle
not,
things.
Yeah, they're not. It just looks more like blood
just
everywhere.
Just blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So these
that's
sea
bad.
Lice. I've never even heard of these sea lice before.
Yeah, I have.
Have you?
When I was like, I think 8 or 9, we used to holiday at Burley Beach at the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
And it's known for sea lice.
Sea lice.
So we were never allowed to go swimming in the beach. We had to go in the pool. Because in wintertime, or like at the end of winter, that's when sea lice come out.
Okay. I used to, when I was younger, I used to not care.
I'm itchy now just thinking about it.
Sea lice. When I was younger, I used to not care what was in the water. I'd jump in any old dam, wouldn't bother me. And now that I'm a bit older, I go, yeah, I don't know what's down there.
Yeah, it's because we're idiots when we're kids.
Yeah. You don't think about it. Now, because I go down to the jetty at Booker Bay, I walk the dog down there, and I think, in summertime, it looks like a great spot where you could jump off into the water. But now I'm a bit older, I go,
probably
one little tiny fish touches me. I
You're
do
out.
That thing. I do that. What is that?
Because that's going to get rid of something if it's around you.
What is that? Have a look at this second photo. I just showed you.
The
no, just look at
what. Oh, God, no.
We're going to post these pics.
Do we?
Yeah.
Oh, that's gross.
Have a look at that.
Is that real?
That's 100% real. That's from the hospital, Brahee.
Oh,
look at that thing.
That's horrific. It looks like piranhas have eaten everything off of his feet.
Producer Rach, you're about to say something about sea lice. What have you got on sea lice?
So I'm allergic to sea lice, so I normally get bitten by them and it turns into like a rash all up my legs.
Right.
But I've never been bitten that badly. I've never heard of them ever biting anyone that badly.
That's not sea lice.
Normally it's just little.
What Rach is talking about is not sea lice. Oh, you don't think it is?
The guy? No way. I've been bitten by sea lice before.
But you weren't bathing in it. Like, this guy was bathing his feet in it for ages.
Yeah.
It's like the when you go to Thailand or Bali and you see those little fish in that tank.
Have you ever done that?
No way.
I have.
You serious? Oh.
I did it when I was in Thailand. Don't know why I did.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Saw one of my mates over the weekend, and I've always known her as the one in the relationship. Her and her boyfriend have been together, I think, for nearly six years, maybe? Long time.
It's pretty solid.
Yeah. They live together, really happy, relationship going well. We're all saying they should get engaged pretty soon, I'd say. But I caught up with her over the weekend and I noticed she was on Tinder.
Oh.
And I actually made a comment and I said, why are you on Tinder?
Were you on Tinder when you saw her on Tinder?
No. Okay. We were at the table and she was literally swiping left and right.
Right.
And I said, what are you doing? You're in a relationship. Why would you be on Tinder? And then, you know, the same old BS things that people say, oh, it's for fun.
Just having a look.
She didn't say that. She said to me, she goes, yeah, she goes, didn't you know that me and Jared have the relationship where sometimes we will go for a break of like a month and we'll have an open relationship?
So hang on, is the open relationship just for that month?
Yeah, so they'll have like where they need like a bit of a, you know, a break. I don't know what you'd call it.
How do you raise that?
And on Tinder, her profile actually says in a long-term relationship, but in an open relationship for the next month.
Oh, okay. Well, that's interesting.
Isn't that interesting?
Does her Facebook say it's complicated?
No. Like okay. They're completely both fine happy. With it. And he's right. Also doing the same. So he's obviously, it's not one-sided. It's both ways. But yeah, for the next month, it's like that movie, The Hall Pass. But they had it for a week. I think it was a week. Where they were in a relationship for a week, they had a pass on if they wanted to hook up with someone.
Did you ask her what it was like after that month, though? After they've both.
She's in the month.
She's in the month
and
now.
And they've done it before.
Yeah, but does she say when she goes back to not being in the month?
She said it's way better.
It's way better.
It like refreshes their relationship and they have this like newfound kind of.
Do they ask each other questions about the month?
I don't think so.
Or is the questions off the card? So no questions about the month?
Yeah. I think you're not allowed to. Yeah. I'm not sure. Okay. I don't know. I just thought.
All right.
That's
so
interesting.
No questions about the month.
Well, don't write it down for your relationship. Jamie would tee off on you.
I wouldn't do it anyway.
To be off.
It's complete. That stuff is just.
I love how you're so confident that you could actually find someone else to hook up with.
I'd go right.
Yes. I mean, Jamie would be hooking up with people left, right and centre. She's an 11. I mean, you'd go all right, but she would go a lot better.
Nah, I think I'd go. Let's put it to the test and see who could hook up with the most people.
I'm interested to know, anyone out there on 13, 12, 16, do you have an open relationship? Do you have a similar kind of situation to these two?
I legitimately don't think we're going to find anyone.
You don't
but
think
no.
anyone else nah. in 2017
I don't
is
think
doing
so.
This?
No.
I think it's like...
It'd be pretty rare.
You reckon?
Yeah, it'd have to be pretty rare.
I've got another mate who's in a polyamorous relationship.
Who are you hanging out with? Who are these people? Look, I'm happy to... Also, I just want to know your take on it as well. If you're in a committed relationship or if you're single...
Yeah, what's your take on it?
What's your take on it? Would you be open to the idea or do you see it as a bit of a disaster?
To keep the relationship healthy. That's why my friend and her boyfriend do it.
Okay.
And it works for them. I mean, I think... If it works for you, I'm not going to judge you. If it's not working, then probably reassess what you're doing.
Could you do it?
Nah.
Couldn't do it?
Couldn't do
nah.
it.
Nah.
I don't think I could.
Nah.
What about you?
Nah, it'd eat me alive.
Yeah, same
I'd be,
here.
I'd be like, so was it, who was what guy was it? What no you... questions about the month. We agreed to this.
But what's his Instagram?
I just want to have a quick look.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Just looking up celebrity open relationships.
Yeah, because we're just talking about my mate who I caught up with over the weekend, and she's been in a relationship for nearly 6 years or so with her boyfriend, and she was on Tinder. I said, what are you doing? You're in a relationship. And she said it's something that they do every now and then in their relationship where they have a month off and they have an open relationship where it rekindles their relationship apparently afterwards.
Do you think there's, I mean, I'm not against it. If that's what works for you, then go for it. But is there something wrong with your relationship if you need to do that?
I don't think so. I think society has built into us what the right thing is and what the wrong thing is. And I think every human being is different. It's like me. I like different foods to you. And I think everyone is made up differently. And if that works for you and you found something that works, then...
Because the thought of me doing that makes me a bit sick. I get that sick feeling.
Then, yeah, it's not right for you. But yeah. I guess it works for other people because they've been going strong for 6 years and she said they've been doing it for a long time.
Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher.
They have?
Apparently so.
Yeah.
They're in an open relationship. Dan's in Tumbiambi this morning. Morning, Dan.
Morning.
Morning, guys.
What do you think? Open relationships?
No, I've been in a committed relationship for 3.5 years now and I could never think of doing anything like that.
So not for you?
No, not for me.
What if your girlfriend that you're in a relationship with right now, Dan, said, hey, you know, this is something that I think I need. Could you, like, come to the table on it?
I would try and think of other ways than resorting to that.
Yep.
There's always other ways.
Okay.
Would you break up with her if she suggested it, or would you...
Not if she suggested it, but I'd definitely suggest if you don't have a serious talk about it. But there's obviously something wrong if she wants to do it.
I think that's wrong to say that there's something wrong. I don't know about that, but I get where Dan's coming from. But like, because I'm someone who couldn't do it. I couldn't do it, but I'm saying I believe that there is people who genuinely can do that and it makes their relationship stronger.
But what's missing from the relationship is what I'm asking. What's missing from that relationship that you feel the need to go and get somewhere else?
Doesn't have to be anything missing. It's just how they're made up as a person.
I think ego comes into that then because you need your ego to feel good about yourself. So you need that. You need that gratification from someone else to feel like, oh, I've still got it, or I could still go there if I wanted to.
That's interesting. No, I don't think so. I think, well, to be honest, I can't comment because I'm not someone who wants that in a relationship, but it'd be interesting to talk to someone who is because, I mean, there's obviously a reason. But, like, I mean, my mate, she's super confident in herself, very attractive girl. She said, you know, her and her partner have talked about, you know, their future and whatever.
Will they get married?
I think so, yeah.
And after marriage, will they still do
that? And I think they'll still do it after marriage. And that just works for them.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we get Ashton Kutcher on the show just to ask him about his open relationship? He'd be more than happy to come on and have a chat, wouldn't he?
I think it's that same old society, what society expects. Like, who came up with that? Who decided that, you know, you were only meant to be with one person and that was it?
If it was up to me, we'd all be living like the man in the candy shop mansion on the Gold Coast, yeah? Just me and seven babes.
Well, that's too far. Wait,
who says society? I mean, come on.
Maybe we're all. Puts the girls on leashes. That's what society says.
Maybe we're all meant to put people on leashes.
I don't think so.
Alicia's in Chain Valley Bay. Morning, Alicia.
Morning.
Good morning.
What's your take on the whole open relationship thing?
Yeah, I don't agree with it. And Bree was saying, like, it's society thinks your relationship's like that. But I think it's love and commitment that actually makes you stay with that one person. It's not what society thinks.
I just think that's a society kind of, you know, that's what they've told you to believe. But, I mean, I don't agree with it either, Alicia. It's not something that I would want to do. But I just think that every person is made up differently. So there'd be people out there who feel like, you know, they can't do monogamy and it's not for them, but they want to commit to someone, but they also want that side of things. So, I mean, it's one of those things where I think, like, a lot of people, I've chatted to one of my friends who she's actually afraid to come out and say, you know, monogamy is not for me, but I do want to commit to someone.
And she's in a relationship.
Yeah. And she's in a relationship. So, I mean...
It's not Jamie, is it?
No, it's not Jamie. Oh, okay. Your fiancé, yeah, thank God.
She's come to you.
That's an awkward combo.
Didn't want to say anything. Let's go to Paul quickly because Paul's been asked to be in an open relationship. Morning, Paul.
Morning.
Hello.
Hello, mate. You've been asked to be in one?
I have. Well, I suppose people in open relationships, they obviously go looking for cannon fodder to feed their open relationships. Then they... you sort of see the ring on them and you think, what? Yeah, but you're married. And it's just, so what? I'm thinking, so what? And they try and justify it and excuse it. And I'm not into that. I'm looking for, you know, someone to spend forever with, but they're sort of, wanting, you feel like a home wrecker. You just think, yeah, I know what.
Okay, so you're the single one in this situation. You've been asked by someone who's in the relationship to be a part of a little bit of a little something-something on the side. So, yeah, I can see...
A few times.
That's another question of whether or not, you know, they're being fully truthful. Because there is people out there who are in open relationships. And if that's not for Paul, then that's fair enough. But there is people who obviously, you know, are built up that way. I just think you need to be more open-minded in 2017.
Okay, so if a married
And of course,
person came your way and said, "Hey,
I've just said six or seven times.
No, no, no,
not for me."
Yeah, I'm talking about in his position. So if you're
not for me,
so you're not in the relationship though. You're the
still not for me.
No, you wouldn't go near that person.
No, but I'm saying out there, I don't judge people if that is for them. You know,
how do you approach it? Like, how do you go out to people? I'm talking about people that come up to people like Paul and with a ring on and say, Let's make this thing happen.
I guess all the more credit to them if they've still got the ring on and they're being open about it and saying, you know what, I am married, but this is the situation I'm in. And if it's not for them, then that's fair enough. But
interesting one.
Better than lying about it and then, you know, putting someone like Paul in the situation where they lie about it and then they find out afterwards. That's not fair.
Let's do a listener party where everyone's married and they want to hook up with other people.
It's called swingers.
Yeah, let's do one of those, guys.
I don't think we can.
Get up with Bree and Gaunsey.
101.3 CFM.
Interesting to see that marriage equality is back in the news again today and this afternoon, 4 p.m. in Parliament. We're going to find out potentially what we could do moving forward in getting gay marriage legalised in Australia is what I'm the words I'm looking for. But Liberal MPs are pushing for it at the moment. They want to have a conscience vote in Parliament. But do you want them voting for it? Do you want the people in Parliament just sort of...
Well, they obviously just want to pass it through. So I think that's the best option.
The quickest.
Yeah, just let the Parliament... That's what they're there to do, to make decisions.
Yeah.
Not to cost the country millions and millions of dollars by going to a plebiscite, which I think, to be honest, why should all these other people who probably it wouldn't even affect... The majority, it's not going to affect anyone. The only people it's going to affect are gay people or LGBTIQ people who, you know, obviously want to get married. That's the people who it's going to affect. So those people should probably get to vote. No one else, because it doesn't affect them.
Well, they'll all vote yes, of course.
Yeah, exactly right. So Parliament should just vote it through.
So, I mean, we talked about it on this show before, and it's one of those things that, you know, Malcolm Turnbull could be remembered for something like this, but he's too scared to make decisions and potentially put people out of whack.
Typical politicians. Mm. They're all so scared to make any big decisions these days of the backlash that it causes, but that's the job that you're in. They're all in that job for a career.
Yeah.
They're not in that job to do what they're meant to do. Like, they need to start making decisions because this has been dragged on for years now.
And it could continue to be dragged on for even more. And we've seen other countries around the world who have gone and legalized it and, you know, hasn't affected them in any way.
Exactly. They're still up and running.
Yeah.
I'm sure that even if they passed it and they didn't tell anyone, no one would even know.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, people have their opinion on it, though, and everyone's welcome to their opinion, aren't they? I mean,
of course.
It's your right to say as you please, but 13, 12, 16, if you want to have your take on it this morning on the show, because it is back in the news today, I believe they should just get it done.
Through Parliament?
You just get it done today.
I just think, like, people say, oh, put it through a public vote because people would vote yes. If you look at the statistics, majority of this country wants marriage equality. They just think, you know, it's 2017. Why are we still talking about this? Just give everyone the equal rights. Like, I just don't understand why it hasn't been done yet. But I just think if you put it to a plebiscite, yes, it will probably be voted in. I believe it probably would be if you look at the statistics. I think it's like nearly 70% now of people want just marriage equality. Mm-hmm. But if you do that, if you go to a plebiscite, which is a free vote from all the people, and obviously it's something that they don't have to, you know, put through, even if it does get voted yes, because it's not a referendum, I think it also would open up a platform for people to breed hate towards the LGBTQI community, because it, yes, on one side it does give people the option of saying yes, but it also gives the option of people saying no, which would, you know, start campaigns for people who are against it. And I just don't think the world needs hate anymore.
No.
I just don't think it needs to happen. I think Parliament should just pass it through.
And then it drags on and you drag these people into it as well. So, I mean, government, just get some balls and make the decision.
I just think about, like, if people obviously listening now, they'd say, yeah, but I want a right to vote on the plebiscite and this and that. I think about that poor kid living wherever they're living, maybe in rural Australia, and they look at what's happening in the news and it goes to a vote. And let's say if people do vote no, or say there's a majority of people who vote yes, but there is a lot of people who vote no, that kid living in rural Australia, what that does to them is obviously makes them scared to be who they are, and it makes it that would happen to thousands and thousands of kids.
Oh, big time.
And it would, that's a scary thought to me.
And look, if you are willing to have your say, 13, 12, 16 is our number if you want to get in touch with us on the show.
Everyone's right, yeah. And everyone's, you know, has their own opinion and that's fine, but I guess that's mine on the topic.
I can think of better things to spend $30 million on from the government.
Ain't that the truth? What about mental health?
Yeah.
Putting money back into, you know, better programs for mental health. How about that?
Yeah, there's that Chinese theme park that we wanted on the Central Coast that got knocked back. I mean, you know, there's that too.
Did anyone want that?
I would if the government paid for it. It comes out of our taxpayers' money.
It does.
Get up with Bree and Jaunzy.
101.3 CFM.
Marriage equality back in the news today.
Yeah, it's really getting down to the nitty-gritty now. There's obviously a lot of people in Parliament, in the Liberal backbenches, who want to have their say now and saying, we just want to have a vote.
Yeah, they're pushing for it.
They're really pushing for it. It's interesting to see, obviously, this year we saw Germany, they passed it. There's so many countries now that I think we're the last English-speaking country that hasn't passed marriage equality.
Really?
I mean, the Netherlands passed it in the year 2000.
17 years ago.
Argentina, oh, Belgium, Greenland, Iceland, New Zealand was years ago, Spain, Sweden, the United States of America, and we still can't make a decision.
Well, look, they're going to have a meeting this afternoon to decide potentially how they could move forward and legalise gay marriage in Australia. There's talk of a conscience vote, which they would like to do, just get it done in Parliament. There's talk of the plebiscite, which gets mailed out.
And I'll be so angry at our government if it goes to a plebiscite. I think, you know, do your damn job.
Is that better than nothing? Is that better than nothing?
No, it's not. I believe I'd rather no marriage equality if it has to go to a plebiscite.
Well, we've opened it up to the people of the Bree and Gaunde show. Christy's called from Berkeley. Morning, Christy.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you think, Christy?
I'm with you, Bree. I don't understand why it's taking this long.
It's just ridiculous.
Get it done.
Get the job done, guys.
We look stupid in a way, don't we? We look so backward.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
Do you know anyone that this would benefit, Christy, in your life?
Personally, no. I've got a couple of friends. They're not at that stage in their lives, but I don't understand why it can't have already been passed. There's a lot of people that it does affect, and, like, why can't they just love like we can?
And I guess people say, you know, we've got bigger things to worry about than this. Obviously, that's how a lot of people feel because it doesn't affect them. But, I mean, there's so many people that it is a massive deal for, and, I mean, it's about the rights that you get from, you know, being able to get married in this country and all stuff like that. So,
of course, and if it doesn't affect you, it's not going to hurt you.
Exactly right. If it doesn't affect you, then why do you care?
Jamie Lee's in Morisset. Morning, Jamie Lee.
Morning.
Morning.
What do you think, Jamie Lee?
They just need to hurry up and do it and stop beating around the bush.
What do you think, Jamie? You know, would you like to see a plebiscite or would you like to just see them get it done in Parliament?
Oh, just get it done in Parliament. Like, yeah. It's not that hard. And, it, you know, as you said before, if it's not going to affect you, well, then, you know, what's the problem? I personally would like to see myself being able to legally get married in Australia.
So you're a gay woman and you want to be able to have that right?
Oh, definitely. And I've got a lot of friends that have had to go overseas just to get that, you know, to get legally married. And they come back home and it's not recognised.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, which, hopefully.
I mean,
it doesn't even matter if you go over to New Zealand and get married because you don't even have the rights when you come back here.
Yeah, it's not recognised here. We've opened this up to anyone to call, by the way. 13,
anyone
12,
is
16.
Welcome to call, yes.
Yeah. Let's actually go just quickly to Steve in Chitaway Bay. Morning, Steve.
Morning.
G'day.
What do you think, Steve?
Whether same-sex marriages go ahead or not, I don't think it's a major concern. I don't think that's a real problem. The fact is that the government's sitting on their hands, getting paid a shitload of money to govern the country, and from where I'm sitting, it doesn't look like they're governing.
Well,
they're just doing absolutely nothing. They can afford to give themselves a huge pay rise every year and make a decision on that, but on something as vital to a fair size of the population in Australia, they really can't make a decision. So
this is what I always say, Steve, as well. It seems like they're getting paid a buttload of money to do absolutely nothing.
Yeah, well, they give themselves a huge pay rise and then they give the nurses nothing.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's another topic right there, isn't it? I mean, there's plenty of people out there that need pay rises with that sort of stuff. But 13, 12, 16 is our number. Let's go to Natalie in Lake Memorial. Morning, Nat.
Morning, Nat.
Natalie.
I think it's Natalia.
Oh, sorry, Natalia.
Morning, Natalia.
Morning.
There we go.
What do you think on the topic? Should it be passed?
Definitely should be passed. It needs to hurry up and be passed.
Do you think, Natalia, like yourself, do you think it should be passed just in Parliament? They should get it done and vote, or should it go to a plebiscite where the population gets to vote?
Either way, it just should be passed. It's not really affecting anyone else but the gay people, I guess.
Yeah, the people who actually want to get
married. Exactly. Let us have a turn.
Let us have a turn. So, I mean, well, hopefully this afternoon it is good news. Imagine that, this afternoon we find out that they're just going to get it done in Parliament.
I just don't think.
I know. I don't think so either.
I think our Parliament, I think politicians these days want to just sit on the fence and, you know, don't really want to make any big decisions.
I think I might move into politics after this job, though. Big bucks to do nothing.
Trust me, you don't want to do that.
Why? Big bucks to do nothing?
Yeah, and then sounds you're like hated by everyone, aren't you?
Nothing different to this job from time to time. Look, thanks for your calls this morning.
And we were taking calls from everyone. We're not, you know, you're allowed to have your opinion and you're allowed to have your say on our show. We're not, taking just the calls that are saying yes. Yeah.
And we appreciate the calls this morning. And all those people, if Monday's the secret Katy Perry day.
That's right.
All those, everyone that just got on air just then. Katy Perry tickets. So
they're in the running, technically.
We find out on Friday. That's it for us this morning, guys. Have a great Monday.
We'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3 CFM.